after 9/11. Today, 18 years after the events of 9/11, after the Great War in Iraq, the invasion of Afghanistan, and various smaller military engagements in other areas of the world, where is the U.S.? I argue that it is in the realm of loss, of a lesser kind of existence, that the whole wide world sees, and it regards this new nation and empire as anathema. How is America regarded by most of the world? As a muscle-bound idiot, full of destructive power, but one devoid of wisdom. Great states don't engage in wars because of emotions. They fight for regional advantage or control of raw materials. But Iraq and Afghanistan were wars spawned by fear, the fear of seeming weak in the world. Iraq and Afghanistan were targets of opportunity. At the time of 9/11, think of the world in the West and global support. Now, think of how that world sees America. Now, think of Iraq and Afghanistan run by U.S.-backed puppets, whom their own people think of as puppets. What did the wars give birth to but enmity and generations of hatred at America? From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.